This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know you hear me say it all the time, and you're probably getting bored of it, but really, seriously, I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time. Let your friends know about the show. I always like to say your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, I don't really care. But get them all involved, get them all engaged. You know, if you head up to the website, give me your email address. Seriously, I send out one email, a week. And even then, sometimes I forget to do. But I send you out one email a week. You can go ahead and let me know. You can respond if you want to. Or just let you know who's going to be the show, some of the topics, our sponsors. Got some great gifts for the upcoming Christmas. I'm sorry I can't call it the holidays. I mean, if you're celebrating Hanukkah or something along those lines, then whatever the proper greeting is goes out to you, and I don't mean that in a cold way. I mean it for real. You know, I hope you enjoy your family, because that's a big part of the quote-unquote holiday season. You need to enjoy your family and the time you have with them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Anyhow, I got so much of the stuff that I want to get through, and I know I won't get through it. And I love that part. You know, go back and get it, pay attention with Becca Keating and talking about, you know, how you need to take control of your community, how you need to get back into your community, making sure that your needs, you know, it is representative government. Is your local government representing you? Are they really representing you? So I'm sure ex-President Oblamo is going to let us know about how this is because of him. But according to MarketWatch, the world's most competitive economy is the U.S. That's right. It's regained the crown it lost 10 years ago. Let me see. Who was president 10 years ago? I may have to look that up, you know, because so long ago I can't remember. But I'm sure he'll remind us. So, you know... President Trump, you know how he's always on AP and he's always on some of these news sources for having fake news. And we know the reason, right? So you can't, because I know this is exactly what the left's going to do, is they're going to be saying, hey, well, why all of a sudden does he agree with AP and he hates them all? Well, look, at statistics are statistics, numbers are numbers, you can't lie about them. After a decade-long absence, the U.S. has regained the distinction of the most competitive country in the world. That's right. That's according to the World Economic Forum. In fact, only Japan made a bigger improvement of the 140 countries that are watched in the survey. Now, economic recovery is well underway, with the global economy projected to grow almost 4% in 2018 and maybe even more in 2019. The report measures the economies of 98 indicators to determine how close they are to the ideal state of competitiveness. Now, we're among in the top 10, you've got the United States, Singapore, Germany, Switzerland, Japan, Netherlands, the Hong Kong, United Kingdom, Sweden, and Denmark. Right? I mean, we have become more competitive. Think about that. I mean, they used to laugh at us before. We were in such weak shape. Obama thought that was great. The last time the U.S. held a crown was before the financial crisis led the entire global economy into a tailspin. All right, there are factors that could keep the U.S. from holding on to its ranking. Because, you know, look at, we're on track to recovery, but you've heard David Fisher speak about this. There are too many things in the way, and one of it is our spending. Yeah, we have a spending problem. Now, specifically, a trade war between the U.S. and China. The U.S. has levied $250 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. Now, they're looking to retaliate. I don't know how they can retaliate because, you know, again, the more and more I hear from people, economists and others. Now, you do. Obviously, you have. I always thought this was funny. You have economists on one side of the aisle, economists on the other side of the aisle. They seem to have ideological viewpoints on how the economy works. How is that? Supply and demand is not right or left. Profit is not right or left. While the U.S. scores high marks for entrepreneurial culture, labor market and financial systems, other areas could use improvement. For instance, it comes in 46th place in the healthy life expectancy at 67.7 years. Other areas of weakness include checks and balances, judicial independence, and corruption. The report also points out that the homicide rate in the U.S. is 5 times the average for the advanced economies. Yeah, I think they throw that in there, right? I mean, think about why they do that. Anyhow, I would say the same thing. What makes you think you're getting real numbers from some other countries? Seriously, you got to ask the question. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if I did this story, but it's worth doing again because it's funny. I like funny. For those of you who are always telling your kids they need to be, you know, surgeons and doctors and that kind of thing, how about a plumber? First of all, plumbers do really well. My plumber does really well. Most plumbers I know do really well. Okay? And if they do something wrong, if a plumber does something wrong, I guarantee you're not going to jail for life. All you're going to do is you need to call people in to clean up the mess. That's really it. But the day after Thanksgiving, they can call it Black Friday. You might have to call it Brown Friday. Depends on the problems you're having. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was a plumber's heaven the day after Thanksgiving. We'll talk a little bit about that. Come on, I'm going to have a little lightheartedness. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I'm Double Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, listen, listen. For you old-timers, I guess old listeners, whatever. David Fisher, our eco guy, economy guy, not the ecosystem, please. David is a little under the weather, having some health problems. And for those of you who pray for the man. For those of you who simply send good vibes his way. He's a great guy. He loves people. He loves to help people. And we just need to pray for him and send our good thoughts his way and well wishes and all that. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure. See, we're all family around here. That's the thing. Right? We're all family. I'd pray for you, too, if you needed it. I can't wish you happy birthday if I don't know it's your birthday. So, you know, we'll do the best we can. Sometimes producer Tammy's sneaky, she finds out, and we can say happy birthday to you. It's General Valley's birthday is tomorrow. We had him on the show the other night. You know, you may want to hit his website, too. Wish him a happy birthday. All right, so let's get back at it, because I think it's funny. Tammy doesn't, but I do. Most people know the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, a day of great deals. Sometimes, you know, great risk of life sometimes, right? I've seen what goes on. People stamp on people all the time to get to a... Isn't that wonderful? You go from a day of Thanksgiving, you're thanking God or you're thanking whatever it is you thank for all the wonderful blessings and stuff that you have. And then what do you do the next day? You go out and get more stuff. Right? You got to beat down to get more stuff. Plumbers, however, have dubbed the Friday after Thanksgiving Brown Friday for the significant increase in plumbing emergencies that plague families across the country. You know, for shoppers. Now, you know, part of that is, you think about it, your bathrooms haven't been used like that in a whole year. Right? Then you have people from out of town. You have family. That's why you send them to a hotel. Really. Ultimately, it's probably cheaper. Anyhow. For shoppers, it's a day of bargains. Right? For plumbers, it's a day of heroic amounts of labor. Now, Thanksgiving can be very hard on your plumbing system, and people don't want to call anyone on the holiday. So the next day, they might need a plumber. I think we've been married 107 years. We've only needed a plumber on Thanksgiving, or only had a problem once, I think. Really? Was it Christmas? It was one of the days. It was on the day, and it was quite irritating. I didn't call anybody, though, because I wouldn't bother anybody. Anyhow, so, you know, look at, so if you're looking for stability, if you're trying to steer your kids in a direction that would be good for them and your son or daughter likes to work with their hands, plumbing is not bad, right? I mean, you can make some money. The particular plumbing company said that his company sees a 40 to 50% increase in business on the day after Thanksgiving. Brown Friday does not get its name primarily for toilet-related plumbing issues. Don't let your mind go crazy. On the whole, plumbers say the biggest issue usually involves the kitchen sink. Of course it does. We're throwing all kinds of stuff in there. I mean, I love these people who throw... I learned from years gone by, right? You run the hot water, you let the hot water run, you let the disposal run, it's just throwing stuff in. How do you expect to throw that glob or those globs of stuff into the disposal, into the sink, run it for about 3 seconds, and think you're done? Matter of fact, if you have that many food scraps, one guy says, throw them in a plastic bag. It's only one day. It's only one group of stuff you need to throw away, right? Don't put turkey bones or chicken bones. Yes, people still do stuff like that. I mean, unless you have a Tim Allen 2.5 horsepower, 3 horsepower gas-driven, gear gas-driven garbage disposal, you know, then you get rid of all kinds of bodies. I mean, all kinds of stuff. But if you got a regular 0.5 horsepower, 1 horsepower, yeah, don't put the bones in there. Really. Anyway, I got a kick out of it. I thought it was a funny story. You know, I mean, the excesses in the house, I get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stormy Daniels. Poor woman. Talk about, well, in her business, being used. This woman can't catch a break. She said now that lawyer Avenatti sued Trump for defamation without her okay. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels claimed Wednesday that her attorney, Avenatti, sued President Trump for defamation without her approval and launched a second fundraiser campaign to raise money without my permission or even my knowledge. Think about that. I mean, look at it. And he wants to run for president. And CNN holds him up in high esteem. MSNBC, high esteem. So I guess the bigger piece of scum you are, the more they hold you up in high esteem over there at CNN and MSNBC. Right? I mean, the guy is, he's a nasty, nasty man. He's taking advantage of her. He will not tell her where the money, or give her an accounting of the money that came in the first time on her GoFundMe accounts. Daniels claimed that Avenatti has been a great advocate in many ways, but she added, in other ways, Michael's not treated me with the respect and deference an attorney should have towards a client. For months, I've asked Michael to give me an accounting information about the fund my supporters have generously donated. you know, for her legal defense fund. He's repeatedly ignored those requests. I mean, think about it. So she's got all this money coming in. If Trump really wanted to be a piece of work, I mean, a really, really, really nasty man, although, you know, he has a right to do it, he should go after her for the $130,000 plus damages. Right? She says she's been asking Michael for an accounting, an accounting, an accounting, and instead of answering me, he launched another crowdfunding campaign. And she only found out about it on Twitter. He wouldn't even tell her about it. He must need money. He just got evicted from his offices. I think it was in Irvine, in Southern California. Abinanti responded to a statement obtained by Fox News. He said, I am and have always been Stormy's biggest champion. I have personally sacrificed an enormous amount of money, time, and energy towards assisting her because I believe in her. I've always, because she's a great money generator. I've always been an open book with Stormy. As to all aspects of her cases, she knows that. You need to only look back at her numerous prior interviews where she states, we talk and communicate multiple times every day. Well, apparently he stopped doing that. You see what he did? He didn't answer the question. He didn't say anything about the money, where it went and what have you. He just kind of made it look like he's pushed her back into a corner and kind of put her on the defense. The retention agreement Stormy signed back in February provided that she would pay me $100. Wow. And that any and all monies raised via a legal fund would go towards my legal fees and costs. Amnetti went on instead. The vast majority of the money raised has gone towards her security expenses and similar other expenses. Most recent campaign was simply a refresh of the prior campaign, designed to help defray some of the Stormy's expenses. You know what? That's probably why he got thrown out of his office. He couldn't pay the rent because he was paying so much money for her defense fund. What a great guy, right? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's plea deal with the Russia probe may be broken, but he may have an ace in the hole when it comes to those federal charges. Signaling a pardon is still a possibility for Manafort. The president tells the New York Post it's not off the table. He says he hasn't discussed a pardon, but
But he did ask a lawyer during an interview, why would I take it off the table? That as word emerges that the president's lawyers have been talking with Manafort's attorneys all during the time that Manafort has been talking with special counsel under the terms of his plea agreement. Prosecutors this week said Manafort has lied to them and violated the deal. The president wrote to the Mueller team that he was never told about WikiLeaks and the DNC emails, or the meeting at Trump Tower with the Russian lawyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You gotta love horns, right? Come on, great music. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. You know, there's so much news. There's so much happening. So much to have fun with, really, seriously. And there's never... I never have a shortage of what to make fun at. I just have to make sure I don't get shot with those little Nerf guns when I want to make fun of the stuff I want to make fun of. You know what I'm saying? You know I got... All right. So... I love all this conversation around people that are against the caravans, the intruders, the invaders, whatever you want to call them. I don't, whatever one lets you understand what I'm talking about here. Okay? But according to recent polls, most Mexicans have a negative view of the invaders. Okay? I mean, seriously. And then you've got local authorities, local elected officials there, calling the caravan out, want them to go back home. Now, Tucker Carlson said that there was a new poll out by a Mexican news organization that showed that more than half of the nation's citizens have a negative view of the Central American caravan. Does that make them all racist? I got to ask. I'm just curious. Carlson said the convoy of migrants have been agitating to cross the U.S. border, and therefore has cast a negative view over American politics. He played video of several Tijuanans. That's not right. Several Tijuanans were fed up with the caravan's massive number of people coming into their city. One of them said, "I'm not really in favor of them coming the way they did," a woman said. "In my 20 years working here, it's like a war zone." Another person told a reporter that the migrant crisis is growing in Baja because our government's not taking control of these massive numbers. I mean, did they really believe? Did the Mexican government really believe it was just going to open the doors and let them come in? Now, I did hear today that many of them, many, not all, not a lot, not the majority of, but many of them are turning around and going back. When they were being interviewed, they said, "You know, we came up here with the expectation we'd be able to get in and get jobs." Well, I'm sorry, maybe you need to learn how to read. Or maybe you need to learn how not to listen to the Soros group. I don't know. We are not the catch basin for everybody who doesn't like where they're living on the planet. Another person told a reporter that the migrant crisis is growing in Baja because our government's not taking control of these numbers. Carlson said that said El Universal conducted a poll that resulted in 52% of Mexicans supporting the idea to block all migrants coming into the country from the south, unless they have proper documentation. He added that the poll showed 70% hold a negative view of the caravan overall. Now, I want you to think about something, right? If they don't have paperwork, how do we prove who they are? How do they prove who they are? How do we know these people weren't let out of jail last Tuesday at 5? Come on, think about this. If we don't know where they come from, and you don't look at the lady sitting next to you, and they go, well, she can vouch for who I am. Oh, she has no paperwork, and I'll vouch for who she is. Is that really how it's done? So next time I get pulled over, I can just give them a, I don't have a wallet, I don't have my papers, I'll give you fake name or whatever. Why can't I do that? I think this is where the American people really get nuts. Because, again, it's not equality. Same rules don't apply to me that apply to you to apply to an illegal. That's what makes us crazy. It's not a matter of not wanting to be compassionate. Again, somebody said it the other day. It was so true. I have to be physically assaulted to get on a plane in this country. I have to have all kinds of ID and paperwork and everything else. They get to do scans on me and other stuff like that. And yet, these people are coming over the border with, we don't know who they are. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know what their past was like. And you want us to open the doors and let them in? Oh, give them a piece of paper to show up at court. Because you know they'll do that. They've followed the law already to this point. That's what Americans are mad about. That's what citizens, it's not that we don't want to help people out. We're the most compassionate, caring country on the planet. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. Another Ivy League professor has decided, a Princeton University professor, he's decided that the border should be wide open. Goes on to say that no human is illegal. Open the border, let them all in. Well, see, that's where they love to play word games. And remember, I keep telling you, they don't use the same dictionary we use. Right? Come on. They don't use the same dictionary we use. Because we're not saying humans are illegal. Right? We're saying what you're doing is illegal. You become an illegal occupant. How's that? Why don't we use that one? Right? You're an illegal alien occupant, the minute you come here illegally, the minute you step over that border illegally, you have no right to be here. But you see how they play these little word games to try to make you feel bad? Princeton University African American Studies professor Kinga Yamada Taylor made the remark Sunday in a tweet, which has got 2,000 likes. Ooh. One of the academics who shared Taylor's remark was former Drexel University professor George Mayer, who claimed that the Las Vegas massacre is what happens when white individuals don't get what they want. Yeah. Did they say the same thing when we had the rash of Muslim massacre, when they were massacring people in the name of Allah? Did this guy write about the Muslim individuals who weren't getting what they wanted, that's what happens? Probably not, right? This is what I mean. It's a double standard. Nobody's outraged. Princeton Yamada previously made headlines for calling President Donald Trump a racist, sexist, megalomaniac during a May 2017 commencement speech. It's not a benign observation, but has meant tragic consequences for many people in our country, from terror-induced raids in the communities of undocumented. Listen, terror-induced raids in the communities of undocumented immigrants. So when they raid, I don't know, you know, drug facilities where they're making meth, is that a terror-induced raid of undocumented pharmacists? I'm curious. I'm just asking. I don't know. You see what they do? They play these games because you got to feel bad. Oh, they're just trying to make ends meet. You go in there and you're scaring them to know. And, man, you know, I mean, think about. You can go back and see what Clinton did. Go back and see what happened under Obama. Why weren't you upset then? That's what I'm just trying to understand. This is why I say it's fake outrage. Forget the fake news for a minute. It's flat out fake outrage. If you weren't upset about, you know, just get to the most recent issues, right? If you weren't upset about Obama 20 times on the average, 20 times a month for 18 months, pepper spraying people at the border to keep them on the other side, why are you upset about tear gas being let off at the border now? I'm curious. I mean, because Trump did it? Anyway. From terror-induced raids in communities of undocumented immigrants to his disparaging of refugees in search of freedom, Taylor said, claiming that the Trump has empowered an attorney general who embraces and promulgates policies that have already been proven to have had a devastating impact on black families and communities. No, actually, he's a liar. Because what's had a devastating impact on black communities is illegal immigrants coming and taking their jobs. Illegal immigrants that will come and work for less. And it takes jobs away from the black community. It takes jobs away from the same communities that these guys claim that they stand up for. They don't. They can't. In August, the Princeton professor tweeted, Trump 101, turning lemons into white supremacy. That's while responding to a tweet in which Trump stated that he asked the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, to investigate South Africa's farm seizures and murders of the nation's farmers. That's right. You know what? Remember when South Africa, they were taking the farm, and Obama thought it was a great idea. Right? Talk about nationalism. The scary kind of nationalism. They were taking the farms away from white farmers. And they weren't just saying, you gotta move. They were killing them. They were seizing them. They were putting them in jail. And this Princeton professor, who's making buku bucks, it's just sick. Isn't it sick? But we allow it to happen. I'm Joe McSee, your host. This is Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. Come on, everybody sing a song. I'm not going to. Right? If you feel done and out, sing a song. It's always good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always, I won't say challenge, but, you know, if you ever want to call, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm off, where I'm wrong, how dumb I am, what I don't know. I'm used to it. I don't care. You know what? Happens to me on a regular basis. But what's great is I love when somebody calls me out, like on Facebook especially. And then I hop on Facebook and I say to them, hey, come on the show. Come on. Get out of your little, you know, your little self-made happy space here, safe space, because all these people are on your side anyhow. Why don't you come on my show and let's talk about it? And, you know, I've got one person in particular, such a coward. You know, it's like keying your car in the middle of the night when you're asleep. That's how much guts he's got. And on Facebook, he loves to call me out. And when I keep saying to him, just come on the show. If you've got something to say and you want to reach a bigger audience and let them know what a jackwagon I am, it's a great place to do it. Yeah, not interested. He keeps saying no. And I think that's because he's a coward. It's really simple to hide on Facebook. California Democratic Party is investigating a sexual misconduct complaint against Chairman Eric Bauman. Now, for those of you who don't know, you're not from California. Eric was prominent in the Democrat Party, still is. Then he was the chair, Los Angeles County chair. I used to have him on the show. And he used to think, he didn't think I knew this, but he used to think it was funny because it was disrespectful. He'd be eating while he was on the show, right? I mean, isn't that what people without class and pigs do? You know, you eat and you're talking and, you know, I'm sure the food was falling out of his mouth and he just thought that was funny. Like it was a frat boy joke, right? But it's okay. I don't care. He didn't need me. I didn't need him, right? But as always happens with these Dems who think they're full of themselves, they think they're so self-righteous and self-important, it always comes crashing down around them because they think they're too powerful. They think nothing can touch them. Now, I'd heard about this in the past, but now, finally, they're looking into it. But here's the funny thing. Bear in mind as we talk about the story that it's the Democrats that are investigating a Democrat for sexual misconduct. Eric Bauman, who's the chairman of the Democrat Party in California, is openly gay. He has a husband that he married quite a few years ago. And the Democratic Party is now investigating a sexual misconduct complaint against the chairman after one of his deputies this week called for his removal. He said, "I take seriously any allegations brought forward by anyone who believes they've been caused pain." This is what Bauman said in a statement on Saturday night. "To that end, a prompt, a thorough, independent investigation by Democrat operatives, by Democrat attorneys, by Democrats in the legislature." Hello? We've seen how that's worked out before. Bauman said in a statement Saturday night that to that end he wanted a prompt, thorough, independent investigation. Okay? He said that the investigation is being undertaken by a respected outside investigator, ensuring that these individuals making the charges are treated with respect, free from any concerns of retaliation. Uh-huh. "I look forward to putting these allegations behind us and moving forward as unified Democrats." Daraka Larimore Hall, the second vice chair of the party on Friday, filed paperwork to initiate Bauman's removal in a letter sent to the party and reviewed by the Bee, Sacramento Bee. He charged that he had learned of multiple incidents in which Bauman sexually harassed and in some cases sexually assaulted individuals during party functions. Larimore Hall said that he had spoken with two victims and witnesses whom Bauman allegedly intimidated. Now, here's the thing. Let me use their game from Kavanaugh and others, you know, Roy Moore and more. These are only two. I wonder how many more will come out once they know it's okay. Well, they're not going to know it's okay. The state is run by Dems, it's controlled by Democrats, and I'm not sure anything will come out of this. Right? We saw the same thing happen with, who was the DNC, the national DNC chair? What was his name out of Illinois? Can't remember his name now. Anyhow, the same thing there. The Dems looked into it, and, you know, this video of him, well, not video, but, yeah, there is. This video of him hitting his girlfriend, Keith Ellison, there you go. Dragging a woman out by her hair. I mean, all kinds of nasty stuff that he did. And he was cleared. With real proof, he was cleared. What makes you think anything's going to come out of this with Bauman? Nothing. Bauman, sorry. Trump talks about it, and he's guilty. Somebody accuses Kavanaugh, he's guilty. Somebody accuses Moore, he's guilty. We have video. We have eyewitnesses of Ellison hitting a woman, dragging a woman, yeah. And what do you get? Bupkis. Tell me. Tell me, really, who the fascists are. So let us say, I believe the victims, their stories illustrate a clear and escalating pattern of Chairman Bauman's horrific and dehumanizing behavior. Larimore Hall wrote, "This is an unacceptable for a political organization dedicated to feminism, human rights, and just working great working conditions. Our activists and voters look to us as a force for social change, and we must embody the values we fight society." Again, that's just the front. It's always been a facade. They're for the working people. They're for the poor. They're for the blacks. They're here for the Hispanics. No, they're not. They're for the vote. They just want the vote. They just want the power. And once they get your vote, and once they get the power, they're going to tell you what's good for you. They're going to tell you what's best for you. The letter didn't provide any further details about the accusations, citing the alleged victim's privacy. Larry Mahal did not respond to multiple efforts to reach him for comment. Now, the complaints against Bowman began circulating on social media on Friday night. Representative Ro Khanna, out of Fremont, California, quickly called for the party to replace him with Stanford Law Professor Michael Dauber, who led the recall to begin with. Now, Bowman narrowly beat Ellis last year in a contentious and controversial election, always is. I wonder in their election if they had ballots show up that they didn't find before. Or did they have dead people voting for him? I don't know. You just never know. He ran for the California Democratic Party chair. Former nurse and healthcare consultant Bowman oversaw the Los Angeles County Party for more than a decade, later served as top staffer in the Assembly Speaker's office. He is openly gay. As sexual harassment allegations against Sacramento lawmakers emerged last fall, Bowman told reporters that he supported a measure to extend whistleblower protections to legislative employees. Nobody, he said, nobody should go to work and be in fear because a bully harasser is coming. Really, so if he believes the person, or if he really wants to do the right thing, it's a simple suggestion. He doesn't have to step down. How about you just, step aside while they do the investigation? Wouldn't that be the right thing to do? I think it would. Just step aside, let them do the investigation. If it comes out clean, you look good. If it doesn't come out clean, you go to jail. It ain't that hard. And that's how it should be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, this is just really interesting. Now that the Dems have total control of California, let's watch what happens. Seriously, let's see what happens now. Because what's to stop them? The AG is a Dem. You really think that any of this stuff is going to go anywhere? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I could do so much on that. All right, so let's talk about Melania. You know, we just saw this a minute ago. I only got about a minute. Melania's decorating of the White House. Mainstream media's going out of his mind because she got red trees in one room. It's a very dark White House now for Christmas. What are you talking about? What do you mean it's a dark White House? I mean, it wasn't... You know, the Obamas at one point in time took the nativity scene out of the White House. You know why? Because they don't want to be too religious. They got Christmas trees up. You can call them holiday trees if you want to. But everything about the holidays, the holy days, everything about it is religious in some way, shape, manner, or form, right? You talk about media being out of their minds and be bashing her for what she puts up? First Lady Melania Trump unveiled the White House's Christmas decor. For the second year in a row, she's being attacked, mocked, even vilified for the People's House for the holiday furnishings. While the First Lady was criticized last year because she had an all-white theme, the patriotic red used this season has also been condemned. Look, this is proof that they just simply hate. They don't know anything else. They just hate. And when they hate somebody, there's nothing that person can do right. Nothing this woman does is right. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down, because you're going to need this. We're going to be here all week. Hopefully, you will too. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for tuning in.